What up? This is Christina. You are now listening to Spark Up PVD.
Yeah, you already know what it is. Your boy Rubens alongside Regina and Christina. We are Spark Up PVD. And make sure you follow us on all social media platforms.
Yes, we're back for another episode. It's lit, right, guys?
I don't know.
You look stressed.
It's been a stressful week.
Do you want to start us out and tell us why you're so stressed, friend?
I'm just tired, and you know, it's the last week of classes, and so I've just been giving so much of my energy to school, which is a social construct, and I just don't need to be there. I have 3 more classes to graduate, and I'm ready to
yes!
go.
You're a scholar.
I'm just not, but
okay.
I try to be, and you know, people want to tell you, you know, go to graduate school. Like, are you going to get your PhD? And I'm like, first of all, it took me like 6 years to get my bachelor's. Oof. You think I want to go get my master's?
No.
Nah, bro, unless somebody's paying for it.
Nah, bro.
Somebody pays for it, I'll definitely go, and I'll be skipping in class and everything. But holla at me if you know somebody that wants to be my beneficiary.
For real. And then when you find her a beneficiary, give me one too, because I need that.
Can't.
Especially with these loans.
The loans is crazy.
Start calling, they about like, hey, to girl. Remember us? Yeah, we got you through college, so we're going to need that money
talking
back.
To you like they're your friends. Calling your phone like they know you from somewhere. Yeah. That's terrible.
With a 401 area code and everything.
It's going to say scam likely.
I hate that.
No, I bet you it won't. No. I bet you it'll
have
just
you
say
been
401.
Getting those calls? I get them all the time.
I get
scam
them all
likely?
The time too.
Of course we do.
And I'll be like, nope. Nah,
it's supposed to be like the call blocking feature on your mobile network, so they know what calls are like telemarketers. Mm-hmm. But honestly, they're still calling. It's not like you guys are actually blocking.
Oh,
they're
yeah,
just
exactly.
letting us know that it's a
telemarketer.
They're
getting crafty though. They're like, they're mad quiet. You're like, hello, and they're like, hey, it's Jackie, and I'm like, I don't know.
Hey, it's Richard. I don't know nobody that sounds like you, all right?
You have a free trip to Mexico, and if you want to claim that, just give us your social security number.
Or it's not even blocking it sometimes. It's literally coming up as a 401 number.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For those of you that don't know, 401 is Providence, Rhode Island, where we are. And so it will literally come up as a 401. Like, I have the same number calling me about my car warranty, like an extension for my car warranty. And I'm like, my car is from 2003. Like, there's no extended warranty, friend. Like,
same
take
me
off of your list, bro.
I'm like, I am the warranty. I fix my car.
Wow.
You know
I mean,
saying?
It makes more sense for your car to have an extended warranty because it's newer.
But still, I
but,
fix
like,
my own
mine
car.
Mine is mad old. Like, the warranty on it has been expired for years.
Listen,
so what are you guys talking about?
Well, how about the call that calls for your home security? I don't even own a home.
ADT.
I don't even own an apartment.
And they're like, is the person that owns the home there? And I'm like, my mom doesn't even own this home. Like, and she's not here.
They're
I don't
here
even live with her.
You know what you should say? Yeah, hold on 1 second. Click.
I just be like, we don't own this, so it's just mad
you
annoying.
Ain't
and they
want
to call when you're trying to live your life, which is all the time. So that's terrible. Y'all telemarketers need to like. I understand you guys are doing it to like secure your bag, but it's not worth it.
Don't call me, bro.
All right, so we're going to kick right off into the episode. This is Spark Up PVD. And again, like Ruben said, don't forget to follow us on all of our social media at Spark Up PVD. That's SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, Instagram, and Twitter. Oh, and Facebook. So we're going to be kicking off right into the episode, and we're going to be starting off with what's popping culture. We started with what's popping music last time because there was just so much going on in music. We'll still be talking about music, but at that time, we had to substitute what's popping in culture or what's popping in music. But today, we're going back to what's popping culture. So we're going to be starting off our pop culture segment. We're talking about Bill Cosby because that's something that came up today. I didn't have like a large pop culture segment for today, but I did see some things that came up on the timeline in which I had to talk about. Lately, I've been trying to keep myself away from Twitter and social media because a lot of the things that are going on are just
sick.
OD. Like, it's way too much. So as for Bill Cosby, and this broke today, after 13 hours of deliberation, a jury found Bill Cosby guilty on all 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault. So Bill Cosby is guilty, and currently he is able to, like, go home. He cannot leave Pennsylvania, and he can appeal it. which he plans to do. But currently, he's facing up to 10 years in prison. And quite frankly, I don't think 10 years is enough for three.
I think it's for each account.
I didn't look.
And also, he was flagged as a flight risk.
So, well, yeah, he's at a flight risk because he's not allowed to leave the city that he's in. So, and he will be subject to GPS monitoring. So, he really can't get anywhere far very fast. So, Bill Cosby is guilty. Here is my first thought about it. So, let me just land this thought because this is the first thing that came to my head. Actually, it's funny because a classmate of mine was the one that showed it to me during class. I wasn't even on social media looking for this. Someone literally came to me with the information and then I just dug into it. But Bill Cosby has been accused of more than three sexual assault incidents. He's only been found guilty of three. And a lot of people who were on the fence with it and kind of like, well, Bill Cosby, you know, we watched the Cosby Show and he raised us and he couldn't have done this and really had his back through this, which is understandable, I guess, for people who know Bill Cosby personally. But I think this really does go to show now that other celebrities who are in predicaments similar to Bill Cosby, you really need to start looking at the other side. I understand you guys don't want to look at your idols like monsters, but he was found guilty of three incidents. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why people are still looking at the situation like, well, this happened, but, like, you putting the but into the discussion or even like sitting at the table and having a conversation and putting the butt there just goes to show that it's not Bill Cosby that should be innocent until found guilty. It's the victims. They should be found innocent and truthful until found guilty. Like, you shouldn't give Bill Cosby anything until the court system says or until it comes proven that he is innocent, but he really should be guilty all the way through because this is not a light accusation. It's not like a misdemeanor. He just stole some chapstick from the store or he jaywalked. Like, these are people's lives.
Facts. I guess the pudding wasn't so tasty after all.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, this came up. It was in the media for such a long time. And we're so desensitized the way we receive information through social media that people weren't taking it as seriously as it was. You have to think about if this was more personal to you, if it was a friend of yours, a coworker, somebody that you know personally. And I understand Bill Cosby, we all watched him growing up. And it's not to say that he wasn't a role model before all these things came about. But at the end of the day, would you let Bill Cosby watch your kids after finding this out?
Fuck no.
So I don't understand why people are having discussions about it.
Get that man out of here.
And still,
I wouldn't even let him watch my mom.
Like, you gotta honestly.
I think you got to be more careful with your parents than... I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make a joke out of it.
Raping older women, not children.
Yeah.
I mean, but he's out here to that's get my point exactly.
Let me shut up.
He can't be around women his own age or women that are grown. Would you leave your kids around him? Would you leave, like, younger people around him? Older women are not. It's the fact of the matter is, he's basically forcing women to do things they don't want to do with their own bodies. Or the alleged was that he was drugging them and taking advantage of them. This is something very serious. Like, it may just be Bill Cosby, somebody that's in the limelight, but it's also your professors. It's also your law enforcement. It's also the person that works behind the register at the grocery store. It's happening right here in our own culture, and maybe we don't see it because it's not at a larger platform like Bill Cosby's case was, but it's still something serious to consider, and people are really making it seem like, well, this happens all the time, so it's really not that big of a deal, and I don't understand why.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We've normalized these actions. That's what's happening.
And it's because we've never given people the consequences.
Exactly. So it's like, yeah, whatever, like, yeah, we look at it and it's like, whatever. Nobody really steps up to the plate and says, yo, this is wrong. Like, some people,
women do. And then...
Not all women, because there are women that are in support of him. You get what I'm saying? So
yes, but those women are irrelevant because it doesn't matter what they say because they weren't there. The women that were there and Bill Cosby was there. The women that are supporting Bill Cosby, it doesn't really matter what they have to say because you weren't there. So you saying, oh, no, Bill's a good person, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you think he's a good person. Millions of people think he's a good person, but millions of people are not in the room with him and that one person.
Facts. Mm.
So at the end of the day, how can you sit there and say, oh, these women are lying, but you weren't there, and you're just basing it off of his word? Of course he's going to say he didn't do it. Nobody's going to admit to a crime unless they know there's enough evidence to prove that they did the crime. Then they're going to admit to it because they know they can't get out of it.
He probably thought, oh, after all these years, you know, I just got away with things. But it came to bite him in the ass. And, you know, D.L. Hughley, I think I told you guys off air, was on lip service. And she asked him what he thinks about the allegations against Bill Cosby. Because he's a comedian, obviously. And most comedians look up to Bill Cosby because he was a pioneer. So he said that Bill Cosby was with him at a radio station and that he wasn't a pleasant guy, and that a lot of people said that he wasn't a pleasant guy. So, like, we as the outsiders, as the fans, are looking at him as this great actor who put out a great show. And yes, the show was amazing, but the person is a horrible person. And it's not just women saying it. It's a lot of people speaking out about it. And I'm sure that now that he's charged, celebrities can now share their stories, or if they want to, you know, their experience with Bill Cosby, their encounters with him that weren't pleasant. And they asked him, do you think he did this to the women? He's basically said yes, in other words. And Angela Yee said that her mom told her when she started working in the industry, she told her, whatever you do, stay away from that guy, Bill Cosby. So it's not like back, you know, we don't remember because we were younger or weren't born, because I wasn't born in the 80s. Like, we don't know what the word was around him because we weren't alive and there at that time. But I'm sure that people that, like, were around him all the time have lots of things to say about him. And that's the scary part.
And there was a lot of people that was hanging with him that was acceptable to this behavior, which is even more scary.
Money is power at the end of the day, too. I'm sure he's paying people off to be quiet. I'm sure he paid people off to be quiet at that time. So, money is evil.
All right. So, quick question. So, if he paid, you know, and this is just kind of playing devil's advocate. If he paid some of these women to be quiet and they took the money willingly, does that make them eligible to still, you know, come forth and
try to indict him? Yes, I take the money from him.
There's no promises. Yep,
I'll stay quiet and then go tell. Because this man deserves to
You're
get
pay
told
me,
on.
And you know, I'm only asking the question.
And I'm going to sue you again.
Yes. I'm only asking the question because I don't know, you know, in that situation how it will work. You know what I mean? Because there are some times that, you know, and it happens, which some people are there for the cash grab. You know, not saying that this situation is just for the cash grab. All I'm saying is that some people are in it for the, you know what I mean? So after that, could you still come forth?
Yes.
Why not?
And I'm sure women have. If somebody sexually assaulted you, of course you're going to take their money and still snitch on them. Of course. Why would you not do that? Why would you be like, I'm not going to take your money. I'm just going to go snitch on you. No, I'm taking your money and I'm snitching.
Word.
Hey.
I'm going to make sure that I get mine and then get more of mine. Because you took things from me and you took advantage of my body. That's things I can't get back. Nice. I can't reverse the hands of time. So money is just a small piece. Because people end up getting paid all this money to keep quiet and then kill themselves. So obviously the money does not stand to be that valuable.
Facts.
So I'm going to take your money and I'm going to snitch on you. You're going to suffer just like how I did.
Do you think we're starting a new revolution? You know, with all the movements happening, you know, and it's all happening in real time. So it's like hard to like really grasp what's really going on.
I think that
I think we're like, you know, becoming more intelligent with time, but dumber at the same time.
And I don't think it's like a revolution. I think it's more of a revelation. People are realizing that things that are wrong need to be spoken about so that they don't happen again, or so that we can figure out ways to avoid these things and stop praising celebrities like they're like not human, and then also start dehumanizing them because they're still also still human. So we don't have to attack them, but they need to suffer the consequences like any other regular Joe on the street. And that's it.
Facts.
And if it were anybody else in a more regular situation, so I say regular as in just normal civilians, it wouldn't be treated so special. It'd be treated like a normal case. You do the normal time. Whatever the law says is what would be abided by. So why is it different? Because this man was on TV. He wasn't on TV playing anybody's real dad or a real doctor. Mm-hmm. Like, so why is it that we feel so inclined and so emotionally attached and invested to Bill Cosby? He didn't really do anything tangible for us. He didn't raise us as his own kids. He didn't pay for us to go to school. So what is it that we have this attachment to? A television show, a character, a parasocial relationship. That's not real. We're forming a relationship bond, an emotional bond with someone that's not real.
You're right.
And the real him, we don't like. But it's like, but what?
We all like Mr. Huxtable.
Right. But not Mr. Huxtable is not real. Mr. Huxtable wasn't based off a real character that you can enjoy as a person.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So that's why we have to let go of that. And people are always like, well, like, yeah, you loved the show. And that's fine. We all did. But this is real life. And this is what's really happening. So this is what we need to understand and face in this time. Because if we keep on sweeping these kind of things under the rug, when it's going to the chances of it happening to more women will increase. Mm-hmm. And the chances that women will come forward about situations like that will decrease. Mm-hmm. And that's a dangerous world to live in. Mm-hmm. To know that powerful men run everything, which they already do. So now you know that powerful men run everything in the workforce and powerful men run everything with your body. Nah. So, bye, Bill. We'll see you in 10 years if you make it.
Nah. A lot of people are already prophesizing his death, which is kind of extreme. You can't wish death on anybody, but...
No, absolutely not.
I mean, Charlamagne said it 2 years ago. He is in
horrible condition.
I mean, he's old.
He said it in 2016. He's very old, yeah. Charlamagne had said, I believe it was 2016, that Bill Cosby should just kill himself.
Oof.
You know, as bad as it sounds.
Yeah, that's really bad. You really shouldn't wish death on anybody because you know what? What's done in the dark always comes to the light. So you don't have to wish bad on anybody. The bad that they do in the world, it'll come back around.
He wasn't really wishing it. He was just saying, like, you know what I mean? Like at this point, there's nowhere to go.
But still, you shouldn't say that about someone. He's causing his own death, maybe not in the physical, but reputation-wise and his character. That's a death already right there. So even if you're not dying in the physical, you'll rot away just from the things that you've done to other people, thinking that that was just going to be swept under the rug and no one was going to care about it. No, people care about it, and the courts care about it, and now you're going to do the time. You do the crime, you do the time. That's just the way the law is.
He's 80 years old. Bill Cosby's 80 years old. And his wife, they've been together for a very long time. I wonder.
Yeah,
I'm very
strong.
Interested in
going to jail, has to say. 10 years? You're not coming out till you're 90?
Might as well leave him in there.
Honestly. Give him 12. He might not make it. So we're going to move on because I don't care about talking about Bill Cosby. Bye, Bill. That needs to be a hashtag. Bye, Bill.
Bye.
Damn. We'll see you on the flip if we see you.
Oof. Yeah. I mean, if you see us.
You're not going to be seeing me. Where you going?
You better start getting on those knees till they're bloody red.
Mm-hmm. And professing to whatever guy you serve because, sis. So next... My on-the-fence topic that Christina's probably going to bust out into tears over because she is literally Kanye's number one fan is Kanye West. I personally didn't care to talk about it, but I'm sure once I start going, I'll be going. So if you guys haven't seen over the series of probably about a week, Kanye West has been tweeting and expressing himself in all kinds of ways. He was not on Twitter for the past...
Has it been like a year and a half?
Probably a year and a half. I don't have the surefire deets. Y'all tweet
since
at us and
Life
let
of
us
Pablo
know.
Life of Pablo was coming out.
Correct. It's we talking crazy. But he hasn't been on Twitter for a while. He deactivated his Twitter and then reactivated his Twitter about 2 weeks ago. I'm going to say roughly. And he's been just tweeting and expressing himself, dropping new projects, dropping new apparel. That's what I'll call it because really it's just rags that he's selling for millions of dollars, but that's none of my business. And people have been really feeling it. People have really been feeling the Kanye momentum. They've been very excited that he's producing a lot of different projects for a lot of different artists, including himself. And so all these projects are supposed to be dropping in June. Everybody was getting so excited. But lately, and I say lately as in one day ago, so... yesterday, but I'll just say one day ago because when this comes out, I don't know how long ago it would have been. Kanye West has been expressing his, I wouldn't call it Trump support, but more like...
Just call it how we see it, Trump support.
It's basically Trump support. He's not saying that he agrees 100% with Trump, but he is saying that, you know, I align with Trump and I understand where he's coming from and that's my brother. So I'm just going to read off a tweet just so that we can get this out of the way or a series of tweets that happened a day ago. So this is from Kanye West. You can follow him at Kanye West or block him at Kanye West or whatever you want to do.
we are not encouraging anybody to go follow Kanye.
I'm not telling you what to do. So this is what he tweets. Free thinkers don't fear retaliation for your thoughts. The traditional thinkers are only using thoughts and words, but they are in a mental prison. You are free. You've already won. Feel energized. Move in love, not fear. Be afraid of nothing. So that was one tweet. Here's the next one. You don't have to agree with Trump, but the mob can't make me not love him. We are both dragon energy. He is my brother. I love everyone. I don't agree with everything anyone does. That's what makes us individuals. And we have the right to independent thought. And then he goes off to continue to tweet a series of things. And following in the same day, he tweets a picture of a Make America Great Again hat that is signed. I don't know who it's signed by because the signature is all over the place.
I think it says Donald Trump.
Sheesh.
And he was bragging that it's signed.
Yeah, and then it says my MAGA, which is Make America Great Again, obviously MAGA, hat is signed and has a whole bunch of fire emojis. Then it has a picture of the signed hat. And people were not too pleased with that.
I'm brokenhearted. My heart is broken, literally. You know, and this is coming from me because I have been very vocal about Kanye. I was one of those fans that kind of didn't, like, you know what I mean, like what he was doing, but I give him a pass. And I think the time is up. The jig is up. Like, yo, for real. For real. Like, yo, I remember when, I think I was a freshman at the time. Maybe freshman or sophomore.
In high school?
In high school. I cut class. Hopped on the city bus all the way to two towns over up in Warwick. Went to the Strawberries to buy his College Dropout album.
That's a throwback.
You get what I'm saying? Like, it really hurts. Like, he's one of the people that I looked up to. Like, when I was in high school, I wanted to do beats. I was into poetry because he was into it. You know what I mean? And it really breaks my heart. Like, you know, I was very vocal about him, like, maybe a year ago. And, like, you know, I felt bad for the dude. But today, no Yeezy for me. He wouldn't see one record sales from me. Like, he's not getting one record sale ever again from me.
I hate the new Kanye.
He's let us down.
The bad mood Kanye.
He's let us down. Stay in the news, real. Kanye.
So,
I want to hear what Christina got to say.
You guys don't know, Christina is literally Kanye's biggest fan, and she has been an emotional wreck.
A week ago, off air, we had a conversation, and we was all ready to get Sabrina Claudio the fuck out of here. But if you're not going to denounce Kanye, I'm going back to listen to Sabrina.
What the heck?
Her music
you would have done it. But
it's
way. Not.
It's not. This nigga is just trying to find his way back to Sabrina Claudio. Sorry.
I'll tell you why. Because the thing is that she wasn't doing things like this. Like, she was young. I could understand.
Don't compare the two situations.
No. But
because it's not.
Listen, it's completely.
Not.
I could understand that she was young. Kanye's a grown ass man.
That doesn't matter. You know, Sabrina Claudio is a racist, and that is it. Okay. So if you listen to her music, you're a racist. So you do whatever you gotta do. Because
she was shaming women who resemble your mother. How does that feel?
Okay, I get that, but...
I don't know
the true contents behind it. You know what I mean?
You're choosing not to see the true context behind it because you listen to her music. I'll tell you why. You can look it up on Google right now.
Okay, I did look it up.
And you found it. So like, what are you saying?
Hold on. It seemed like she was in an argument with somebody.
It doesn't matter if you're in an argument. If I'm in an argument with somebody and I say, that's why your mama's a black ass monkey, that's still a racist comment.
It's a racist comment, but it doesn't necessarily make you racist. You know what I mean?
No.
What does that mean? So what does it make you?
She technically has, you know, African roots.
No, she doesn't.
She does. Yeah, she does. Puerto Rican.
She's Puerto Rican, Cuban.
But she has no attachment to that.
Clearly.
Obviously.
I mean, I'm pretty sure somebody
else. And I'm sure if you told her that, she would disagree. Yeah. So it doesn't matter if it's in her bloodstream, she doesn't claim it.
The thing is that Kanye, I'm going back to Kanye, came out as that rapper that was, you know, very conscious to a certain extent. You know what I mean? College Dropout, songs that were very conscious, All Falls Down, Jesus Walks, Never Let Me Down. Two words, heard him say. Then you got Late Registration.
Heard him say is from Late Registration.
Yeah, it is. But it's
fine. I'm here to correct you.
You have Diamonds, which, you know,
Sierra Leone.
you know, we major, graduation, everything I am. But you see, for me, I think that in my beautiful, dark, twisted fantasy, he started changing the narrative.
That's not true, because then there was Yeezus that came after that, and there was slaves and black skinhead and new slaves.
In New Day,
strange fruit.
In New Day, he did mention that if his son like was a show off, I don't know the exact in New Day.
In the Watch the Throne?
No, that's not Watch the Throne. That's My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
So reeling it in here.
Let me say my piece.
The present. I was just gonna say let's stick to the present.
Go ahead.
That was literally it.
For the record, I haven't listened to. I've stayed and remained strong with Sabrina Claudio.
That's Ruben's homegirl right there. Yo, right next to Rachel.
It hurts because she makes very good music. Sabrina Claudio actually does make good music
that people really like.
We gotta really be honest.
I'm not saying that the music's not good.
It hurt me to find out that she's a racist.
Why does it hurt you? Because she doesn't pay your bills. She's not your homegirl.
Because it's something I really enjoyed.
I feel you, but you also really enjoy other artists.
Like Kanye. Kanye is one of them. He's an icon.
Yeah.
He's an icon.
Sabrina's not, though.
Okay, but the thing is that
hashtag bye, Sabrina.
Bye, Sabrina.
You know,
bye, girl.
Sabrina had elements of, you know, legends. Sabrina's song didn't sound like anybody else in the game.
Who cares?
My legends weren't racist, so did she?
We don't know.
But going back to...
It's none of my business.
Going back to Kanye, like, you know what I mean? Kanye was this guy that we looked at like, yo, he thinks about black people.
So let Christina land, because she's been trying to get this point out. Come on, bands.
Kanye said George Bush don't care about black people, but it seems like Kanye don't...
Care about black people either.
Oh,
man.
I just want to hear what Christina has to say.
I don't even know where to begin. I haven't really
fully processed.
Yeah, I haven't processed it because I'm dealing with real life. But my God, it really does break my heart because, you know, like you said, he's spoken out, and like I was telling you earlier, he's spoken out for black people so many damn times, and it's like now it's like, okay, so what do you really stand for? Who are you really? And if that was the music that you made before, was it a lie? Were you just banking off of those things that are, you know close to our heart, the topics that he spoke about? These things are real, and people go through oppression every day. We go through oppression every day. And for you to be a man who is privileged, or was privileged, or still is privileged, and always had, you know, sort of a privileged life, for you to speak out on issues that regular people can relate to is very, very, it becomes an attachment to people. Well, I speak for myself because I literally am a student of Kanye's music. I've watched him grow. I've watched him do dumb things. I've defended him when he did the thing with Taylor Swift, and even made a whole damn PowerPoint about the man. And he's out here acting crazy, and I don't know what to say, and I don't know how to feel, because my feelings towards him have become personal, and not because I know him on a personal level, but because I connect to his music personally. Always have. Each and every album was near and dear to my heart and special in all kinds of ways. He's motivating, he's inspiring, he's influential, he's influenced the fashion industry, the shoes are going crazy, people are going sick for his Yeezys, and he's doing all these amazing things, but he's like not mirroring that as a person. So it's confusing when you see someone who's giving you this one narrative, and then their real person, quote unquote, because we don't even know, I don't know at this point what to believe, what's real, what's not. But it's just not making sense. So I don't know. I can't defend him on this time because it's just blatant.
What I've come to learn about Kanye is that he's very outlandish. Which it's not a crime to be outlandish. You don't have to conform because that's what people want you to do. You're still a human being even though you're a celebrity. Understandable completely. This is behavior we're so used to from Kanye that when Kanye wilds out, everybody's like, that's just Kanye. He made a song about being just Kanye. And we're fine with it most of the time. I think that when Kanye first tweeted that whole Trump is my brother, Dragon Sign. I think people took it and really like went.
They got dragon's blood
with it.
They shared dragon energy.
I think when Kanye tweeted it, this is what I think because I don't know what was going on with him, but this is what I perceived from it because everybody takes it in their own way. Mm. I think that he was saying, instead of us having so many barriers and categorizing ourselves so much and worrying about what people think about us, we should all just love one another. Because in a different tweet, he's saying, you know, I'm not saying that I agree with everything Trump has to say. I love Trump. I love Hillary. And woo, woo, woo. So it's like he's trying to say Republican, Democrat, all of these categories and all of these teams and tribes are trying to be on. In the end, it really means nothing because we really need to be looking out for ourselves and looking out for our true happiness. You know, Kanye's trying to ascend out here. I was feeling him at one point. But I think him saying that he loves Trump, I get where his mind was probably at. But political parties, a lot of the time, they are really just a hot mess. But the views that these political parties stand beside do mean something to people. Nice. There are people that won't even date each other because of the political mm-hmm. views that they stand behind. And it's the way, it's all about groupthink, the way that you believe that our nation should be functioning and what our values and our foundation should be. So if Trump's views and ideals, a lot of them are very negative and they're racist. they're very sexist, degrading, created and customized to help make the rich richer and the poor poorer. And it's not coming from a viewpoint or a worldview of people who've lived lives that we have, people of color. So it's not really helping us in any way. And then Chance the Rapper tweeted, all black people don't have to be Democrats. And that is a fact because there are some mm-hmm. Republican views that you can agree with and not be a Republican. You could be a Democrat that has, you know, certain Republican views or Republican that has certain Democratic views. Like, or you can just be a conservative. Like, you're a Republican and you're conservative, but you don't agree with all the ideas. Like, these parties are so vast. You can't just burn somebody at the stake for being a Republican and being black. Like, just because somebody's... There are black Republicans that didn't vote for Trump, but they're still Republicans. You get what I mean? So it's mm-hmm. like, we can't automatically be like, what, you're Republican? And feel like we need to be going at each other over that. Because a lot of the people that are coming at Kanye right now are not true Democrats themselves, and they don't know anything about politics. Mm-hmm. So you guys are just getting mad and puffing up smoke for no reason because you haven't read a newspaper or even looked at CNN in the past. Like,
well, I mean, if you're Republican, CNN's not the right...
Well, CNN or Fox, or you haven't looked at a news outlet, you haven't read an article in the past 5 years. So really...
Or even went out to vote like Kanye.
Or even went out to vote. So you don't really have a foot in this race. You're just blowing up smoke over nothing because this is what the media is putting a spin on. And of course, the media loves spinning things out of control. Mm-hmm. So that's my personal take on it. I personally, me, Regina, cannot support anybody that supports Trump. That's my personal view. I'm not saying that if you still enjoy Kanye, you enjoy Trump, that's your life. But for what Trump is standing for against women's rights and against immigration, it's not my energy at all. So someone that is openly expressing supporting Trump, and I love Kanye's music as well, and I know Kanye is outlandish, but I've always supported his music and been a true fan.
Are you buying his album?
I'm not buying his album, and I'm putting all of that on pause. It's not because now I'm sitting here like, I hate Kanye, because I hate when people jump the gun. But I'm definitely taking a pause because I have to evaluate things. Like, mm-hmm. I can't let groupthink and everybody's opinions and ideology mm-hmm. force me into opinions that are not my own. Like, I need to think about what he's saying and what he's trying to do here. Because if this really is for album sales, it's very inappropriate.
Mm, yeah.
You know what I mean? But this is truly how he feels, then let the man express himself. Just because he's a celebrity, and because he's black, doesn't mean that he has to agree with everybody that's black. Or it doesn't mean he has to agree with the majority when it comes to politics. He can still have his own opinions.
I agree with what you're saying, but the thing is that he's basically put himself out there as this person that we look at him as. You know what I mean? Like, he's always been for black people and black rights and
he's
stuff like that.
He's just good at what he does, and he's good at words. It doesn't mean he never said that he was an activist. That never came out of his mouth. We painted him as an activist, but that's not what he said that he was. So I feel like we're holding him to this upper echelon, and he's like, I'm just a person, and I have the right to have my own opinions. And he's right. I can't burn him at the stake for that. There are people who live their lives differently than I do.
I mean, but he's showing all this behavior, too. It's not like it's just a tweet. You know what I mean? He's hanging with these people. He's also, like, we all know Trump does, he's ran by racist.
I mean, Kanye's always idolized white men. This ain't new.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
He's been idolizing white men since the beginning of time. I mean, we gotta wait and see how this plays out. This is why I'm trying not to jump the gun, because that's what people love to do, especially on social media, and that's why I had to, like, take a back seat to the entire thing. We have to see how this plays out, because we don't know what Kanye is up to. He's always up to something.
I'm not with it.
I'm not buying his album, and I'm not buying his clothes, and I'm not following him on Twitter. I'm not doing any of that, but I'm sure I'll hear it on the streets. Because, you know, I keep my ear close to the
streets. I'm truly not with it because of the fact that he's clearly using it for album sales.
But we don't know that. Maybe he really feels this way.
It's obvious.
We don't know that because he did take a picture with Trump after he was elected.
He's rocking this America Great.
So did Steve Harvey, though.
Make America. Yeah, but the thing is that
I'm trying to throw
Steve Harvey.
I gotta throw somebody else under
Steve
the bus.
Harvey also came out and was like, I was wrong. I should have never met with this man.
My only thing is...
Also, we're taking love advice from Steve Harvey, and he was divorced like 3 times.
That's also crazy, but maybe that's why he's learned. Like, look, take advice from me because I've been divorced 3 times. Let me tell you how to do it the right way. But my only thing is, is that everybody loves Kanye. That's fine. Y'all do you, right? But when Stacey Dash openly supported Trump, and I have to say this because this happens all the time. When Stacey Dash openly supported Trump,
it didn't start with that, though. It started with something else.
No, it started with her saying that she was a Republican. It started with her denying that she did this movie with the other Dash and Damon Dash and Kanye West. And there was just a lot of things that spiraled out of control, and her working with Fox, and there were a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. But it started with her saying that she was a Republican. She openly supported Trump, and everybody was like, nope, throw the whole Stacey Dash away. We don't got time for that. She's out, revoke her black card, whoop, whoop, whoop. But when Kanye does it, of course, there's a lot of slander because I've been seeing it, but people are more acceptable
because they're like Kanye. Exactly. People like the Kanye, so they wasn't,
because Stacey Dash isn't writing the next
Life of Pablo,
or whatever. And so, of course, nobody was supporting Stacey Dash when she was the one that did it. And my only thing is, y'all need to keep the same energy.
And that was the reason why I stopped. Like, I'm not supporting this album. I'm going to listen to the music, but I'm not paying $1 out of my pocket to listen
to
it.
But have you ever?
Yes. I just said I rode the city bus. I could have been...
That was college dropout, though. When's the last time you bought a Kanye album? The last time you bought an album, period? Exactly.
I mean, the last...
Niggas ain't really
last
buying
album,
music.
The last album I really bought, probably... Damn.
You can't even remember.
Everybody's saying that, oh, I'm not going to be buying Kanye's album.
But yeah, I did buy Graduation. I bought
my
Twisted Dark Fantasy.
Hey, listen. Everyone's saying that they're not going to buy Kanye's album, they're not buying albums anyway. It's not about buying it. It's about the streams. If you have Apple Music, you just play Kanye's album, it's a stream. It's still giving him needs to sustain himself.
I'll find it somewhere.
Why are you even listening to it? This is the issue right here.
I do want to listen to the music. It's not like he's not an amazing artist. He is amazing.
So you can't sit here and start Kanye acting up and being like,
but the thing is that I can't
music.
Put my money into his pocket. You know what I mean? My dollars
but
aren't going.
They're still streams. Streams still.
That's out of my reach.
Streams still make money.
Okay, but that's out of my reach.
No,
you get what I'm saying?
Don't press play.
Exactly. Just don't listen to the music.
You can't do that with a person like Kanye.
That's yes, you can.
It's hard.
That's the problem.
It's hard. So then your whole rant is irrelevant.
At least I'm being honest. I'm not putting another dollar into his pocket willingly. Like,
that's
here,
fine. There's
going to
be millions of other white people.
You were just saying this today, Ruben, how we need to stop putting money into the white
man's
pocket.
But I do need to listen to the album.
You have no problem. Why do you need to listen to the album?
Because I want to know what it contains.
Well, then...
You're not keeping the same
energy.
It's the same energy.
It's not the same energy.
I'm not gonna buy no Yeezys.
You could let somebody tell you about the album.
I was gonna.
You wasn't gonna buy Yeezys anyway. You could have let somebody tell you about the album. Listen, you could have read an article about Kanye's album. You don't have to play it.
Yes, but
this is the energy that y'all be having on social media. You don't want to boycott the Starbucks. You don't want to boycott you don't want to boycott anything because Kanye's music goes though.
But I kept it honest.
Then when Trump is president for 4 more years, Be listening to Kanye. Be listening to Kanye's album right outside the White House, please.
I made sure I voted. I didn't even think of that.
Like, him getting four more terms. Because I've been reading the replies that, you know, people... The retweets that people are, you know, feeding Kanye. And it's a... I hate to make this a race thing because I feel like people was like, oh, just because they're black, they always make it a race thing. But the only people I see defending him and going hard are white people. And I'm not even surprised. And the crazy thing is that the people that he's influencing and they're like, well, you know, Kanye's all about peace and love. And now y'all want peace and love. But when it's Black Lives Matter, it's, oh, what about
Nobody
all
has
lives
time
matter?
For that energy.
Yeah, and it's Facts. The energy. Nobody's keeping the same energy. And these are the kids that are voting.
And Kanye That's knows. Scary. The media better than anybody because he's lashed out in at media personnel. Like, he's lashed out so much about the media. So we can't sit here and be like, oh, Kanye's just expressing himself. Like, I get that, and maybe I don't agree with you, but I can't tell Kanye what to do. Like, everybody has the right to their own opinion. Mm-hmm. But he knows exactly how the media works, and he knew exactly how people react to
him. And John Legend sent him a text message saying that, you know how much influence you have on people. You know how much media
You know how much influence you have.
And he put out the text.
And if you talk positively about Trump, you know that correlation means something.
See, and now you're validating it. And people are going to be like, oh, you know what? Trump isn't that bad. Let me go vote for him.
The reason why Kanye is where he is today is because of people like you, like people like Christina, people like me. We listen to his music and
we put money into his pocket.
We put money. He had the talent, but what is the talent without the fans?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm not putting another dollar willingly.
But you're still streaming the music. It does not matter. If you stream the music and that stream turns into money, it doesn't matter. Maybe you're not putting the direct dollar into his wallet, but that stream still means something. And he's still going to be so widely accepted because everybody's listening to his music. If you go from a million streams to only 5,000 streams, your likability goes down completely. That's the movement. The movement is not, oh, well, I'm not gonna buy his album.
Well,
it doesn't matter. Nobody's selling albums like that anymore anyways.
I'm gonna try not to listen to it. Then I'm really gonna try not to.
It's about the likability.
Honestly,
y'all didn't
want to see
Stacey Dash anymore. Y'all made that happen. Keep that same energy.
I'm keeping it 100.
True. She disappeared
off of the face of the earth. And you know why? Because that's the power of the fans. That's the power of the people. Celebrities don't run fans. Fans run celebrities. Celebrities tour and make money off of fans.
You're absolutely right.
So if you're not. It's not that you should live your life for your fans. You're still a person, but you should at least care about what your fans think because they're the reason why you are who you are. Why would you not care about your fans? Did you not write those albums for your fans? That was your personal life that you allowed your fans
we would
to
assume,
understand
we
about
would assume,
you.
We would assume now.
That's what makes me upset about it is that I can't tell Kanye what to do, but if you loved your fans the way you say that you do, you would at least think about the things that you're putting out on your social media and how it's going to affect the little black girls and black boys that are being discriminated against because a president like Donald Trump is here. Mm-hmm. What about your kids? They're black too. But you know what? They're privileged, so who cares? They're millionaires, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And you marry someone that's not black. So she doesn't understand your true struggle if you have
She doesn't even understand the perspectives of his black fans either. She doesn't understand anything black.
And the people that are at the upper echelon with you that make the money that you make are white.
And
besides Jay-Z and Nas and the people that make music.
Say, and they're already on Kendrick Lamar unfollowed him. Pusha T, who is on his label, unfollowed him. I know it's looking ugly. Looking real slow for him.
I think this is
what you say. That's all fine about political parties, how they don't manage, you know, it doesn't matter. But that energy, absolutely not.
And you know, it's crazy because media does, and things that happen in the news, even if you think they don't affect you, when you're tested and you're put in the position to where now you have to think about, okay, what am I gonna do, then you realize how much media influences you. Because yesterday at the cap and gown event on campus, they were like, oh, now please stand for the national anthem. You know how, I don't know how I never felt like that before. I didn't want to stand, but then I was like, damn, if I don't stand, everybody's going to look at me crazy. But then that's the mentality that stops us from doing things
exactly
that matter, that make a difference.
It was the same thing I was saying
that makes sense.
Last episode about when you guys were like, oh, Cardi B's intro was the best intro and whatever, and we were talking about it. And I said, you know what? A lot of people are going to think that as well, because whatever the masses say, whatever the wave is what people go with. That's why we conform to white culture today.
Yes.
Fear. Of trying to make ourselves more like them because they're the masses. If that's what works, that's what we want to be like. And we need to stop doing that. There were times where the national anthem would come on and I would be so embarrassed to not stand, but I still didn't do it. Because I knew I would feel more foolish standing up later on than I would if I just sat down and did what I felt was right. I'm never going to feel bad about what was right. But I'm always going to feel mad dumb about what I regret doing or what was wrong.
It's so true. Because...
So if I play Kanye's album, I'm going to feel like a dummy.
Damn. I know exactly what you mean.
Especially if the album is not like everything.
Damn, you're right.
Not hitting, I'm going to be like, yo, I really shouldn't have listened to this. And even if it is hitting, I can hear about it from somewhere else. Because if I listen to Kanye's album, if I don't, I'm still going to be me. I'm not going to change. So that's why I'm like, you can stream it all you want, but this is exactly why celebrities feel like they can do whatever they want to do.
Now I see your perspective on it.
Chris Brown is still a celebrity right now and still making money right now because people disregarded his behavior, disregarded his cocaine use, disregarded his physical abuse, not only towards Rihanna, but towards other people. And that's why he's still making money to this day. This is why our role models, a lot of them are garbage. We shouldn't even be looking at people like Chris Brown as role models. That's not against Chris Brown, your life. But why is he the pinnacle? No, why don't we have better role models?
God, it's so tough.
Where are our better role models? And the people that are change makers, people that are change makers in the community that are doing the right thing, that are doing things that are pushing positive culture, nobody cares about them. You know why? Because they're rational. Because they're doing the right thing. And nobody wants to be involved with people doing the right thing. Why is that? It's not exciting. We can't talk about people doing good.
Thrilling.
Who cares about that? But Kanye, we love that. We want to wear Yeezys. We want to wear t-shirts with holes in them for $1,000 because that's lit. Everybody's doing that. Kanye's lit. Why is Kanye lit? Because y'all made him that way.
It's true.
It's the fans. The fans make Kanye what he is. If everybody stopped listening to Kanye's music right now, Kanye becomes irrelevant.
Facts.
His music will live the test of time forever. But Kanye, the person, becomes irrelevant. And nobody cares about him anymore. Y'all did it to Stacey Dash. Y'all do it to people all the time. But y'all don't keep that same energy when you're a fan.
You're right. You're right. And I always say that, you know, that I said it last time that we do that to who we like.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But it's hard. You know what I mean? Because I really looked up to Kanye. So for me, it's
so
like,
many people do.
It's a struggle to not want to.
It is a struggle, and I said
this to album. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is a struggle, and I'm not denying it's a struggle.
I was gonna give my metaphor. It's like when you find out your dad's cheating on your mom, and now you're mad at your dad because obviously your mom is hurt, but you still love your dad because he's a part of you.
So you're still gonna
you forgive him because you love him. I mean, obviously Kanye is not my dad, and he has no personal connection to me that he knows of. You know, he has no personal connection to me, but I have a personal connection to him. So I definitely understand both sides, and it's a difficult one for me. I'm not going to lie. So,
and as it should be, because as a true fan, you're not just going to throw Kanye away and be like, no. Like, if you are a true fan, it is hard for you. Because you're a true fan, and it should affect you, and you should feel affected. And that's what people should really be expressing, how they're affected by Kanye's behavior. Not like, oh, throw Kanye away, bump that, we ain't buying you. Like, it don't got to be that negative. Him know that the way he's behaving, it affects you, and you're a fan. And you've done so much to support Kanye, but what is he doing to support you?
Nothing.
Besides dropping expensive clothes and an album.
Clothes I can't even get a hold of. Shoes you can't even get a hold of. Because... was Sneaker Junkies raffle is what's that called?
Rigged.
Fixed. Because one summer I definitely had like 11 people go out there and get a raffle ticket for me to get some Yeezys, and I didn't get not one call back. And I saw a bunch of people. I saw Lamont Thomas up in there getting a pair of Yeezys. I saw what's his name? The kid who got drafted from Providence and he was in the Dallas. I forget his name. And now he's in the D League. He's back and forth in the NBA and the D League. Anyways, I saw him up in there in Sneaker Junkies. So, Sneaker Junkies, stop rigging your raffles. It's unfair. That's it. That's my PSA.
Dang.
I had to put him out there.
I don't be shopping at none of these stores.
And I'm not standing up for the national anthem again because I stood up and it made me feel horrible. I wanted to literally cry. I'm like, why am I standing up? Everybody's mad happy. They got their hands on their heart and I feel disgusted.
Because you know what? It's not against the law to not stand up for the national anthem, for the Pledge of Allegiance. It's not against the law. You have the free right to do, to stand for what you please. Standing is an honor. Mm-hmm. You feel proud to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance or the national anthem. If you don't feel proud, if you don't feel like that includes you, you don't have to stand up for that. No cop You're is right. going to come be like, you got to stand up. Like, you don't have to do that because of freedom of speech.
They might.
And because of freedom, what is it? Freedom to protest? The right to protest.
The right to mm-hmm. protest.
You don't have to stand for that. You'll feel better sitting because you know that standing is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And you did what you believed.
And you did what you believed in. And you don't feel bad about it. And if other people snare at you, you snare at them right back. Like, why are you standing? What Facts. Are you so proud of?
And you want to know something? It's
Especially
funny because
Trump being the president.
It's funny because on the way here, I was talking to Regina and I'm like, you know, I'm not going to support all these big companies, you know, that they charge a lot for, you know, us to buy. And then
like Tommy Hilfiger, who's also a racist,
mm-hmm.
Like Ralph Lauren, who's also a racist. Who else is a racist? Louis Vuitton, the
you
people,
guys
they
need
were
to
all
start
racist.
Keeping your ears close to the streets. You guys are keeping your ear close to your social media mm-hmm. streets, and all you're doing is being repetitive on social media. You're liking and retweeting and sharing the same things over and over. It doesn't make any sense. Why are you guys talking about the same thing over and over?
Small-minded.
And deciding to pick your battles based off of what your friends are doing or the people you follow are doing. Formulate your own opinions. Take some time off of social media to formulate your own opinions. Read Facts. Articles. Educate yourself and then formulate your own opinion. And it doesn't matter if your opinion is different from the masses. You have the right to have your own opinions, people.
And you know what? Listening to Oprah's Super Soul Conversations
love her.
With Maya Angelou.
Yes, I listened to the second part.
She asked her, how can women change lives, you know, because women or people of color, they think that their little actions don't have big impacts, and they do. And Maya Angelou said that you just have to practice what you preach and just little things like the little wars on Facebook that you have with people, or when you see something that someone on Facebook puts and you don't agree with it, delete that person. You know, just
that's the same.
Remove these things from your life if they don't
it's
correlate
poison.
With you.
Poison.
It is poison.
Report it. Block it. Do whatever you have to do to get. And it's not just you saying, let me just get this out of my eye view. You need to correct people when they're coming out the side of their mouth about things.
I do it all the time on Facebook. I'm always going to war.
Why is it that we just laugh and brush things off? This is the reason why there are so many faulty and poisonous things going on social media and in our world, because mm-hmm. nobody's holding anybody accountable. So all you're going to see is garbage, people's opinions that are incorrect, people pushing out information that has no fact. Nothing to back it up. Everybody's talking out of their ass. All right, guys. So we ranted enough about Kanye and Bill Cosby, but please make sure to have and formulate your own opinions on the top.
What? Hold on. So you're not buying the album. You're not listening to the music.
No.
Hey, Regina? Christina?
No comment.
No. You got to... Come on.
No, I mean, give her an opportunity. The fifth.
Give her an opportunity to let things unfold, too. I mean, she is a true fan.
Well, for me, I am going to... After listening to Regina put me in my place.
I had to do it, I'm sorry.
You know,
crazy, but
you know, cause you know, it's true. I shouldn't try to listen to the music and it's hard to. So I'm gonna try my hardest not to. But I promise there would not be a dollar out my pocket, physically out my pocket, going into Kanye's work.
All right. Now that we've beat that down to nothing. We are done with What's Poppin' Culture. And if you guys have any other pop culture things that you want us to talk about during the week, make sure to hit us up on our Twitter at SparkUpPVD, DM us on Instagram at SparkUpPVD, or holler at us through our Gmail, SparkUpPodcast@gmail.com. And
now it's time for a break.
And that's it for this episode, guys. Bye.
Wait. The episode is not even over yet.
Yo, Regina, why are you always rushing time?
My bad, guys. But while you're here,
If you're not following us on social media, what are you doing? You can follow us at SparkUpPVD.
And also rate and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or SoundCloud.
Yeah, go do that and enjoy this episode.
And we're back! So we're going to be... So we're done with What's Poppin' Culture. We were going ham for like an hour. Our bad. But now we're going to be moving into our topic, which is... Well, not which is going to be, but which is... Do we blame the establishment or the authoritarian? So the first incident we're going to be talking about, which these are things you guys have probably heard about if you're on social media, on Thursday, which was September. Lord, save me. Woo! On Thursday.
Definitely April.
April 19th. Slow down, okay? Oh, my goodness. I am somewhere else. April 19th, police were called to a Starbucks located at the corner of 18th and Spruce Streets in Center City, which is Philadelphia. It didn't say that in this article for some reason. And according to CBS Philly, oh, there it is, witnesses say the men claimed they were waiting to meet their friend inside the store when employees asked them to leave. A tweet from Melissa DiPino says to Starbucks, the police were called because these men hadn't ordered anything. They were waiting for a friend to show up who did as they were taken out in handcuffs for doing nothing. All the other white people are wondering why it's never happened to us when we do the same thing. So that is the first instance about the Starbucks whole debacle. And if you want to find the video, I'm sure if you go on Facebook or even on Twitter and just type in Starbucks, you'll find the video that went viral. It's like an 8-minute clip of the authorities coming in and arresting these two black men. And literally the situation is that the person behind the register asked them to leave because they didn't buy anything. And they said, hey, we're just waiting for a friend. We're supposed to be having a meeting. And the cops were called on them, put them in handcuffs and everything, and took them out. And the other customers in the Starbucks were like, why are you guys putting them in handcuffs and why are you arresting them? They didn't do anything wrong and they weren't being, you know, aggressive or disruptive or anything. They were literally waiting for a friend. So the entire community that Starbucks is in has been boycotting that Starbucks, and white people, black people, everybody has been not going there. And they've been protesting inside of the Starbucks because the injustice is in the pudding.
Yeah, that's, and you know how many people go to Starbucks just for their Wi-Fi? Don't even buy. I know people that don't even drink coffee that go to Starbucks. We've had meetings in Starbucks. And I've never been kicked out of a Starbucks. Never.
But we also live in a place where we're more, you know, diversified, you know, than some of these other places.
That's true. So or the racism is under the rug, so.
Yeah.
They keep it to themselves.
So I'm going to say another incident because we're going to, like, talk about these two incidents at the same time. So the next incident happened in Saraland, Alabama, when a graphic video showing police officers wrestling a black 25-year-old woman to the ground before arresting her inside a Saraland, Alabama Waffle House restaurant Sunday, which is April 22nd. And that video is making its round on social media, sparking outrage across the country. The incident allegedly escalated over 50 cents worth of plastic cutlery. And this happened at 2:45 a.m. So I watched the video for both of them, the Starbucks situation and the Waffle House with this 25-year-old woman. And from what I could see, this woman is sitting at a table and the employees of that Waffle House asked her to leave. And she's like, no, I'm not leaving. And she's not yelling. She's not being aggressive. She's just like, I'm not leaving because I'm a customer and I ordered food. And she just wanted to know why she had to pay 50 cents for plastic cutlery when the person who asked for a plastic cutlery before her was white and they didn't charge them for the cutlery. And so they're telling her to leave or they're going to call the cops, which they do. And when the cops do come, they wrestle this woman to the ground, exposing her breasts by pulling her shirt down. And like, they are literally manhandling this woman and threatening to break her arm off. And she's asking them like, what are you guys doing? What are you guys doing? And trying to get up and just make her way out of this tackle. And they are really going in on her and she's not even resisting, so I don't understand why they're using so much force. But these two things have surfaced in the last week, so what do we think?
The cops are out of control, especially in the South. They're out of control. I don't see the point of arresting somebody that doesn't have a weapon, that's not a threat. You literally could have just kicked her out. And if you're your authority, if you're a police and you're telling me to get out, then I guess I have no choice now to get out. Because now it's life and death. Because had them cameras not been there, who knows what happened to her. One of the policemen pulled out a taser. He didn't use it, but he just the fact that you pulled it out means that you thought about it. And the reason why I think he didn't do it was because he knew it was on video and he knew it was going to go viral. Even though if he did, he wouldn't get in trouble for it anyway. And then when her shirt was down and she was on the ground, they were pulling her up from her clothes. First of all, that's not how you pull somebody up. That's just disrespectful, rude, degrading. It's disgusting. It's inappropriate. And these men need to be punished. Even if they didn't hurt her physically, they hurt her pride. They embarrassed her. They treated her like she wasn't human. They dehumanized her in front of everybody. In front of these white people that were kicking her out and charging her 50 cents for something they should give you anyway. This restaurant should supply you with cutlery. All restaurants do. Exactly. You eat there. What are you supposed to do? Bring silverware from your house? Like, I don't understand the story. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't add up. And it's not because something's missing from the story. It's just because it's injustice.
You know, another thing is that authority, instead of just rushing to conclusion, they have to kind of see both sides before they choose and see what they want to do. But nah, they want to just walk up to the person, arrest them, you know, and it just doesn't work like that.
It's just so crazy to me that the first thing they think is, let me put handcuffs on her. Like, why? You're the one with the taser. You're the one with the gun. You're the one with the pepper spray. You're the one with the baton. You're the one with all these weapons. I should be afraid of you.
This is a fact.
I just don't get it.
And then
these things make me so angry.
I don't know if they had something on them.
Please.
You know what I mean?
I think the last person, the last thing a black person would do is pull out a weapon on a police officer in this climate ever. I haven't heard of that. I'm sure there's been instances.
I had an experience like that.
But actually, it's not only black people. It's just all kinds of people that do this. You know what I'm saying? But this lady didn't have a weapon. And if she did, then you arrest her. But she didn't.
Exactly.
So what's the problem? I'm just not understanding.
The thing is that they jumped to conclusion. And it sucks.
They profiled.
Yeah, they profiled. A black person or a minority is looked as less. Look at, for example, a time where I was at my dad's house. A white guy was in his truck, in my dad's truck. So I grabbed a bat and I went out there and held the guy down till the cop showed up. They came after me and told me, get on the floor. I'm like, what? I'm the one that called you guys. Like, what are you trying to do over here?
Wild.
He's the one that I'm holding. Oh, I don't know who I'm. I just approached this. So I don't know who I'm looking at.
Yeah, really. The brown guy.
They looked at the white guy, seeing that he was white. You know, it was like, oh, you're the good guy. You know, he's the aggressor. Yes, I was the aggressor because he was.
You were protecting yourself.
Yeah, but
this man was in still, your car.
It's still. I'm still the aggressor because I'm apprehending them. You know what I mean? So therefore, I was the aggressor.
Rightfully so.
But
though,
I did call the cops, you know, and I'm the guy on the phone with them, you know, instead of pulling up
and they being usually like, ask
what's going
for your
on
name?
Here? You, get over here. Or you, get on the floor. Instead of asking, what's going on here?
You know, I can't blame the establishment as a company.
You can't.
Because it's the employee. That one employee that calls the cops, right? They call the cops because their policy or whatever it is that is making them call the cops did so. Fine. I blame the authoritarian 100% because they could call the cops and the cops could come in there with an easy, cool demeanor about them and like
defuse
the situation and say, okay, everybody calm down here. Ma'am, can you please leave? And make it so that things run a little smoother. Instead, they come in already knowing as an authoritarian that they set the mood of whatever their next move is what's going to set the tone. And so putting these two black men in the Starbucks in Philadelphia in handcuffs was really unnecessary.
Yeah, and you have all the white people in the establishment telling you they didn't do nothing.
Tackling a 25-year-old woman down to the ground and threatening to break her arm off of refusing to leave a Waffle House is unnecessary. These are the things that we're always talking about. And of course, they're always black people. Because I don't know what that's about. Maybe white people aren't going to call the cops on other white people. Or maybe it could have been a black person working there that called on a white person. I don't know, personally. But what I do know is it's always a black person. And that means something. I know people want to say it's just a coincidence. It just so happens it's that the racial issues are the ones that are being publicized. Maybe that's true. But why do you think that is? Because it's happening at a faster rate to black people than it is to non-black people. And of course, it always stands true that the authoritarians, be they white, be they black, are coming in and automatically becoming aggressive without knowing the situation at hand. Obviously, in the Starbucks situation, that really could have been defused. Because even the customers in the Starbucks were saying, these guys are not doing anything wrong. They're just waiting for a friend. They are all eyewitnesses. So why would you not listen to the witnesses? They were there. They're like, nothing's going on here. Like, they're literally just sitting. And this is the reason why the entire community felt the need to protest, because it was wrong. And they said, we come into the Starbucks all the time and ask to use the bathroom without buying anything. We sit here and use the Wi-Fi. Why is it that now, because these two men do the things that we do all the time when we come in here, it's offensive when they do it. But when we do it, it's perfectly fine. Where's the discrepancy here? And I think that is what people have an issue with. Why is it an issue because these two black people decided to come sit in the Starbucks? When people sit in Starbucks all the time and use Wi-Fi, I do it all the time without buying anything.
We've done it. I've walked up in there with other products from other places. They never said nothing to me.
What is the issue?
I think that one step we can take towards changing the way things are happening is stop putting white cops who have no idea about black people, the life of black people, black culture, whatever kind of black you are, Hispanic, if you identify as black and these people don't understand who you are and how you live and your circumstances and how you act and how you behave and all of these things, don't put these people in that district. Don't do it. It's just unnecessary. It's supposed to be a communal environment. These people are supposed to come in and maybe know you by name, maybe not, but you're supposed to have interaction with police officers, because they're here to supposedly protect us. But it's just not, it's looking real slow.
Looking slim.
Or there should be some kind of training.
It's looking quiet.
What they should do is before diversity. Police officers become, like, part of their training is to make them, like, you see, it's sort of like an internship. You know, they put you in the field. You do it for free. You know, they put the cops in the neighborhoods. They do it weaponless and for free. And they just go around and get to know the people, they're going to work. And that may work just because they're getting to know the people as the people, you know, not as what they may believe or what they heard.
It's interesting because my mom lives on the south side of Providence, Rhode Island, by Roger Williams Park, if you guys are familiar. Mm-hmm. And we had a cop in our very small area who was white, and he didn't grow up on that side of town or anything like that, but he knew a lot of the small businesses that were around the area and a lot of people that lived over there, and he was a very friendly guy. Mm-hmm. And people knew him by name. And
he took the time.
Yeah, and he was just a very friendly guy. Like, I mean, I'm not saying that he didn't give me a ticket for parking on the street and whatever, but people knew who he was. And a lot of the time he did give people breaks. Like, okay, I'm not going to give you this ticket, but make sure you don't park on the street anymore. Or, you know, people just knew who this guy was. He would pop into the Cumberland Farms on the corner, get gas, pop in and be like, hey, you know. And he's still alive, but he's a good guy. And then he ended up getting moved to a different place, I guess. And so we ended up having a different cop that was patrolling our area. And that guy had been patrolling the area for like 4 years. And you could just feel that the energy was different, because this cop obviously didn't know the area and he didn't take the time, and he just came in very aggressive, didn't feel the need to know anyone or really get to know anybody. And maybe that's just the way he felt. Maybe he didn't want to mix the business and the pleasure. I feel you. But really understanding your surroundings does help. But people are saying that the part of the town where that Starbucks is located is predominantly white. So maybe they're in a town that they're very familiar with. Mm. And as soon as they heard that there were blacks in the town, they were like, oh no, we got to get them out of here. So it's like,
it's the same way when you drive into Johnston. Mm-hmm. Here in Johnston, the minute you drive into Johnston, even though Johnston is becoming more diverse, but it's still predominantly white, anywhere you walk into in Johnston, people are side-eyeing you. Every time I go to, what's that place with the 50 Cent wings? I'm never going there ever again.
PJ's.
Every time I go in, and I know it's not something that I could be making up because I'm not the only one that said it. The energy is off. Their service is whack. They don't see you right away. They look past you. And I don't know. There's just a weird energy in Johnston, and I try to stay out of there if That's I don't need to be North in there.
Actually North Smithfield.
People think we make up this weird energy. Like, it just, we're not making this thing up. You guys know what you're doing.
It's not. It's a real thing. I experience it a lot, especially, you know, walking down the street. I'll see, and it's usually white women that do it. Maybe they have experienced something, but every time I see a white woman and she's walking by me, she either goes a little more to the left or to the right. And she switches her purse to the other side. You know what I mean? Mm. Maybe I'm intimidating. I don't know. I think I'm a teddy bear, but, you know.
Oh, God.
No, seriously. Like, I don't feel like I'm intimidating. You know, so what is your
So my reason? Question for you guys is, use guys. That's my Rhode Island.
Guys.
My question for you guys is, what action steps do you think that we can take to avoid these situations or to make better of the climate that we're in as far as police officers, so authority and the black community? How can we salvage this relationship?
There's nothing we as minorities can actually do.
That's wrong.
Well, hold on. Let me land. Because of the fact that we're already looked at, we're already looked upon a certain way. You know what I mean? So whatever, sometimes, you know what I mean? Cops pull up and they're like, don't say a word. What can you do then?
Say a word. Just kidding.
And then they beat you up. You know what I mean?
Like, it's so horrible though that we have to be afraid of them. They're people just like you and me. The only difference is that they have a gun. That's the only difference in that shiny little badge that they so happen to cover or don't want to show you when you ask them for that badge number. But that is your right. I think that a step that we can take as people is to educate ourselves. Know your rights. Know what you can say when you get pulled over. And I think another step we can take is don't give them the reason. Don't ever give them the reason. And yeah, I know, sometimes, listen, well, let me land.
Let her land. Okay. Let her
and
land.
I know that people are like, well, now you're saying that there's a reason why they treat us this way. And I'm not saying that, but I'm also saying that there's no need to act up. There's no need to purposely rebel and be angry about this. We need to go about it a different way, because obviously the way that we've been going about it for years and forever, it's not working. So there has to be something. Maybe we have to be the bigger people and change the climate. Maybe when we walk into a 7-Eleven, like I walk into a 7-Eleven, instead of side-eyeing the police officer, say, hey, how you doing? You know, even though he's not saying it, but just show him that I am more civilized than he is and I have manners, so that the next black girl he sees, he's like, you know what, that last black girl said hello to me, let me say hi to this one too.
I agree.
And so that they can see that the views that they have on black people are misconstrued. Mm-hmm. And it's just the media. Again, the media puts out the narrative, whatever narrative that they want to, that caters to their beliefs about black people. And those narratives they're true, but it's not just true to black people. It's true to all people. Exactly. There's white people that are crazy. We've seen it all the time on the news. There's black people that are crazy. There's Asian people that are crazy. It varies. So it's not just one race acting crazy. It's not just
people as a whole.
Exactly. So why is it that this one particular race gets treated less? I'm not understanding.
Because of systemic oppression. Simple as that. It's like you're taught these things to look at black and minorities a certain way. You know what I mean?
Yes. And another step, sorry, before I forget, another step we could take is instead of going to the Starbucks, why don't you go over to a mom and pop's place? I know they don't have Wi-Fi, but go to a McDonald's. I don't know. Go somewhere else. You don't have to go to the Starbucks. These There's the other places steps. You can go. Support black businesses. And then maybe if you support that black business enough, then one day they can have free Wi-Fi for you.
Right.
But if you're not going in there and you're not supporting these businesses, they can't progress. And if they don't progress, we don't progress as a whole.
Right.
So and there's just no... Exactly. Charlamagne talks about it all the time. We have to fix ourselves.
Instead of you try to fight your way into a Starbucks, right. Just don't do it.
I would also like to say that, you know how you said that we need to learn our rights. We do. But just remember, don't think you're Tom, Dick, or Harry that can say, hey, mister, you can't do this. I know my rights.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't do the same thing.
But it's still good to know these rights. Because I know people that have been pulled over and they get out the car and the police officer. One day I got pulled over. The police pulled me over, made me get out the car, sit down on the bench that so happened to be next to the car, checked me, frisked the shit out of me. Opened up the glove compartment, opened up the trunk, looked in the... And I was 19, 20 years old. What do I know? We've always been taught to be afraid of the cops. Every time there's a cop behind you, I know everyone's like, oh, shit, you're reaching for your seatbelt. You're checking to see if everything's okay. Because you know that you're going to get pulled over.
I don't even do that no more. You know what I do?
They don't have a warrant to search.
I turn up my music and I just act like I'm singing along to the radio. My car has a feature where I have a side camera on my rear view.
Must be
so
nice.
So I hit the button, and I'm watching them, but they don't think I'm watching them. You know what I mean? They just think I'm driving.
Just the
other
day. But
the whole time I'm watching them.
We were parked outside Regina's house. Remember that cop drove by us three times
and
slowed
I
down to see who
he
was.
He slowed down and put that light on.
He didn't put the
light. He didn't put the light on you?
I was surprised. They usually do. They're mad rude.
That is the worst thing ever.
That's like a pet peeve. Like, it's, damn, nigga, your car lights are on. You can see me
exactly.
already.
Like, yo, so you don't need to flash me.
But I am going to segue into another incident that happened also on April 22nd. So the same day as the Waffle House, the woman getting tackled down to the ground at the Waffle House.
Okay.
So it was the shooting that happened in... It says it in here. I'm just going to read this. The gunman was partially naked when the shooting occurred, wearing only a green jacket, after sitting in a pickup truck in the parking lot for approximately 4 minutes. He came out holding an AR-15 style rifle and fatally shot two people outside of the Waffle House. He then went inside the restaurant and continued fire, killing a third person and fatally injuring a fourth, who died at the Vanderbilt University Medical Center, with four others being treated for related injuries. One customer who suffered a bullet graze wound, 29-year-old James Shaw Jr., hid near the restaurant's bathrooms, rushed the shooter, and wrestled the rifle away. The gunman then fled on foot, leaving behind his rifle and ammunition. And this is the Nashville Waffle House shooting in Nashville, Tennessee.
And just happens to be that the guy that saved... That's the one that saved the day, right?
Yes, the black.
Yes,
he was actually black.
He was black,
kind of handsome.
You know, and you know, I'll let you guys go first, so that way I can say my piece.
I'm just glad that they actually gave him the chance to speak up on the news, and they're trying to label him as a hero so bad. And I just think that he was doing what anybody who's brave enough would do. I'm sure that there's been times where we've been in situations where we feel like, damn, if only I did this, but you just don't. This man just had the courage to do what a lot of people probably think about doing.
Can you repeat how he saved the day?
He fought the gunman. He, like,
he rushed him while his back was turned.
Okay, so he's basically just, like,
tackled him.
Okay, yeah.
And,
that's...
like, got the rifle out of his hand, and then the guy, like, ran
Sounds
off.
Sounds like a movie.
Right?
That is brave. That
obviously,
is
it happened
brave.
The same day that this other woman was in a Waffle House getting tackled down and fighting for her life. But you see, these stories, they're not as well publicized. And these three incidents happened within a week of each other.
I think not even 4 days apart.
And where was Trump?
He didn't even shine light on that.
Not even one. Three. One that dealt with someone walking into just a regular Waffle House and shooting people to death. People's children, brothers, sisters, family members, just out of nowhere. They didn't know they were going to walk into this Waffle House and this was going to be their last day alive. Oh, and all this talk about gun violence and that's been going around lately, and he has nothing to say about it. And that was Sunday, and now it is Thursday.
In fact, he had an even better idea when it came to gun laws. He was projecting ideas on giving teachers
guns. So they can start pistol whipping the hell out of these kids during school.
Which I'm super against, you know, and
just pistol whipping
that.
And
listen,
I really do. I'm about to go get my certification to be a teacher so I can be pistol whipping the hell out of these kids. What? What'd you say?
Don't.
You came into class late?
Don't
shut
give
your
Regina
bitch ass
a
gun.
Up.
At least she's not shooting
I don't
want to
shoot them. I just want to pistol whip them around a little bit.
Yo, what is no. And this is you're not like the only woman that I heard say, I want to pistol whip somebody.
Need that,
like, I know like five other females that had told me, yo, I don't even want to shoot somebody. I just want to pistol whip them.
These
and
kids
I'm like,
in the Providence school, the public
passive aggressive
Providence public school department. Sometimes they just need to be pistol whipped real quick. Pistol whip right in the shape. Let me tell you something. I bet you if you had a teacher that was like, that looked like you, that pistol the shit out of you, you'd be upset. But
you'd be
like,
scared straight.
Right, like, oh, that was kind of crazy, you know?
I feel you. It takes that one time.
To get pistol whipped.
To get pistol whipped, and then you already know, and they give you that look like,
do
remember
it again.
What happened last time?
Hell yeah.
You and remember what happened last time?
You know
right?
your mama's gonna like, come into the school
yeah.
and be like, yup, and that's why you got pistol whipped.
As a matter of fact, let me get that.
Facts. Yo, I still remember that day. Yo, there was this one day that I cut school and I went to, I was going to Nathan Bishop Middle School. Shout out to everybody that went to Nathan Bishop.
What
that
year?
69?
That's wild.
I'm not that old. I am a dinosaur, right, but I'm not that old. So I had went over this girl's house and I came home with a whole bunch of hickeys on my neck. And my mom was
gross.
Like, at that time, I was taking karate, so I thought I was slick. And I said,
I remember those things.
Yo, my mom said, what is that? And I was like, oh, it happened to karate. And she, you know, obviously, my mom was smarter than me. She knew what it was. And I thought I was one up in my mom. Like,
slurping on your neck.
You know, so my mom was like, all right. So we're going to go to the instructor and we're going to find out if it happened at karate.
That's the worst when your mom booby traps you to tell the truth and you just
say, no, wait.
And I ran with it. I was like, all right, let's go. Because I thought, you know, my instructor was going to be like, no, it happened here. I don't know. And it was going to be over. Boy, when I tell you I walked back into that house, that belt was on my ass.
You needed to be pistol whipped.
But listen.
You
but
see
listen,
what I'm talking about?
To this day, me and my mom argue a lot. She knows how to pull my buttons, but I would never, never disrespect her.
No. It's just because
and I
you
bet you if
know.
You got pistol whipped, you just
be no, no.
less
the,
exactly.
Listen, that belt did the trick for me.
I'm telling you, it takes one good time. I'm not encouraging child abuse, you know, but
sometimes
I do have a child of my own, and a little spanking never hurt nobody. That's
discipline,
all I'm saying.
Really.
That is
and now when you ask, do you want Bao Bao? And you say it like that in that tone, like, I don't want to. You give it that tone, like, I don't want to have to do this,
but
I will.
Time,
if I have
the pow-pows is coming.
Man, and then the no.
If
no,
my mom tells
no.
me today, tú quieres una pela. Tú quieres una pela, muchacho. I'm going to be like, I don't know, mom.
Pistol whipped. These kids need to be pistol whipped.
Mind you, my mom's in Florida. And she tells me that over the phone. I'm like, no, mom, I'm good.
Also, okay. Parents be wild.
Let's wrap this up. Let's wrap this up because you guys are about to get crazy. All I'm saying is some of these kids need to be pistol whipped. It doesn't mean that teachers should have guns. So let's just take that right out because the teachers in the dirty South that really don't like them black kids will be taking advantage and we don't got time for that. So all I encourage you guys to do just to wrap up this whole topic because really it was our opinions on it. But I mean, everybody again has the right to have their own opinions, but understand that this is public and free information for you guys.
Exactly.
These things that are happening to real people. You really need to keep up with what's happening in social media that's not about celeb reality, that is about true citizens and true people in the world that are maybe in your own state or maybe in the neighboring state to you or the neighboring city. Correct. That are going through these injustices. You need to keep your ear close to the streets, because this is when you can build up a case. And that's how that happens. Mm. These things are happening, these injustices. We need to know that it's happening. Maybe we can't directly do anything about every single one, but as the case builds itself, mm-hmm. that's when Black Lives Matter, right. when these movements right. can really use these things under their belt. And we need to understand what's going on. We're so focused on Kanye. And it's like, honestly, Kanye's going to do what he wants to do.
And he's rich too, so.
But what about these people that, what about the four people that lost their lives from this random person walking into a Waffle House and shooting randomly at people? If this guy didn't rush this guy and get the gun out of his hand, who knows how many more people could have died in that place?
Everybody.
Exactly. And it sucks, because I am one of the guys that believe in people owning guns, but people like this is what messes it up for.
A rifle, though? No.
Listen.
An AR.
My whole stance on it is like, I'm cool with people having guns, but you need a more extensive background check, one. Two, mental
evaluation.
And, you know, you just have to be, you know, every like 2 to 5 years.
Update it.
You know what I mean? Because
all I'm saying is people still go into quick depressions or quick mood swings and can still shoot anybody up.
No, this is true.
The tests really don't matter. It's still going to happen. Maybe it'll be
But think about it like this. Like, it could happen with a gun or a knife or anything else. A car. Look in Toronto. What just happened? Somebody took a U-Haul and just rammed it into a whole bunch of people. Killed a whole bunch of people.
That happened in New York, too. The guy that just drove in Times Square.
With a Lowe's truck.
Everybody up.
Well,
or a Home Depot truck. Like, you know what I mean? The thing is that when somebody's going to do bad, somebody's going to do it. You know what I mean?
So to wrap this,
that's all I gotta say, you know.
Because I know it's really crazy, but also I'm glad that we are in an era where people can record these things. That's the most important thing, because these injustices were happening before camera phones mm-hmm. and things were around. So keep on recording, because everyone that's saying that we're crazy are seeing for themselves. Them white people in that Philadelphia Starbucks, they saw for themselves, and they protested for themselves. Nobody forced them in there.
Facts.
They are allies. They're everywhere, but people need to see that this is happening. So now we're going to go into a newer segment, which is not really a newer segment, but I guess it is, which is called the Pick of the Week. This is Rubianza's segment, so shout out to Rubianza for introducing segments and whatever. That's lit. Where we're going to talk about our song Pick of the Week. It doesn't have to be new music. It can be whatever we're just bumping to this week. You can have multiple. You can have one or two. So we're going to start with Christina.
I've been bumping J. Cole's new album as a whole, and the specific song that I'm bumping is Motivate by J. Cole.
You would.
It's a good one.
How about you, Regina? What you got?
I'm listening to Rihanna's Work, because...
trying to catch a vibe?
It just be making me, I just be feeling myself, so... And it puts me in good spirits, especially in the morning when I have to go to work or school, and I'm like, ugh. And then I play it, and I'm like... You can't see me, but I'm throwing it back.
Oh, God.
So it just makes me feel like, it gives me feel good vibes when I have to go into situations I don't want to be in.
Okay.
You know, all right. So mine is, to all the true stoners, they know reggae is one of the, you know, stoner types of musics. And my song is Stefan Marley, Damian Marley, featuring Ty Dolla $ign.
Oh, the remix?
To Medication.
Mm, that's a good one.
That is a... Yo, that's y'all gotta check that out. That's a real banger. And it's so smooth.
I like that.
It's just dope.
You guys are mad vibey.
Yeah, I'm always
listening... Where's your hype music?
Nah, I'm always listening to something smooth. Whether it's reggae, hip hop, it can get a little rough, but you know what I mean? Everything for me is smooth. You know what I mean?
Hey, why not? If it keeps you going. So that's our pick of the week.
Wow.
Ooh, cool.
You see me out here? I was just trying something new.
I like that.
You know, we're just trying things. So we're going right into our shout outs. Shout out to our people. Shout out to our listeners. We broke 5,000 views on SoundCloud. So we are out here.
Facts.
You better ask about us.
Keep listening. All right.
Yeah, yes, get us to 6,000, 7,000, 100,000, because we could do that.
Facts. And make sure you just go comment. Spark up PVD.
Yes,
IG.
Comment. Let us know what you
go
think.
Go on Facebook. Let us know how you tell us how you
and
feel.
And interact with us. Now I'm going to have to start bullying you guys on Twitter, because I literally need to know what you guys think about stuff.
Or if you have topics that you want us to touch on, not touching on, because we're not touching on anything that doesn't want to be touched. We don't want
pistols.
You got to be careful.
We will touch pistols. We will be pistol whipping the hell out of these
words
kids.
Have power. But yeah, so email us, hit us up, let us know there's a topic you want us to talk about, questions that you want us to answer, and we're open to it.
Even if you go to our Twitter page, our email is in our bio. And all of our social media is in our bio.
It's everywhere.
Give us a shot. Even if it's not the newest episode, listen to one of our older episodes and just comment. We love to hear from you guys, because we love to know that you guys are listening. So
and
we're
share
moving
it.
Into our shout out.
So I have a special shout out to my friend Romelli, who's living her best life in Europe. She's living in France till August, and she's in Spain for the next 2 days, and she's wearing our Spark Up PBD shirt all over Spain, and that's just mad love. She's love. Like, I'm like, well, I see you in Spain living your best life, and then she was like, yeah, and Spark Up made it out here too, and I was like, okay, I see you.
Damn, what
she is.
So, you know, that's pretty dope. Cool. Everything. And then to Kareem, who we mentioned last week, who is an avid listener.
Yes.
He keeps listening.
He is always giving us feedback. Always on point.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely, and he interacts with our Twitter, and he interacts with our SoundCloud, he interacts with our IG. Like, he's on point, and y'all need to get up.
And shout out to RIOG, Rhode Island
Originals,
who recently got back to us and commented back. I don't know which one of y'all, or if it was me.
It was me.
That talked about collaborating.
This morning.
And they commented back, and they said to slide in their DMs or whatever if we have ideas.
They should have been said that. We're mad lit.
So
everybody on there but us.
There might be a little something sneaky going on with them. I don't know. We're always cooking up something, and summertime's right around the corner, so we'll have mad time. Not mad time, but we'll have time to like be extra creative.
Shout out to DJ Lucura.
Rob. even though last episode she killed you, but you know, we're gonna keep it at that.
Shout out to DJ Lucura, and that's just for nothing. Sweat it's up. Not for any specific reason, but you know, we love you, Rob, and Rob was our fourth. Who's no longer with the podcast. Let me not say no longer with us. But he's out here doing his thing. I'm going to see you, I think. I'll be seeing him, but I'm not sure. And shout out to all the podcasts that show us so much love. We get a lot of pod love from The Business of Soul Searching, who is Aaron, who I always mention. And, of course, Spill Tea. And we've had some other people really showing us love.
Awakened Souls.
Yes, on our Twitter page, which is really nice.
Fine man from Ohio. Who?
There you go. Yep.
I'm actually glad y'all had shout outs, because the only shout outs I really had is really for the listeners and the people that are, you know, alongside of us, you know, and all the creators from Providence. That's usually my regular shout out.
Who creatives?
There's a lot of creatives.
Keep inspiring each other.
Exactly.
Which ones? Are they interacting with us on Twitter, though?
No, they're not.
One thing, though. Please don't spam me on Facebook. Please don't.
Yeah, don't tag me in anything I'm not in. Please.
Yes, exactly. And it's not anything against you. It's just that everybody be commenting, sharing, and it's like you get all the notifications, and it's
then you have 50 notifications.
Damn. I have a shout out to John Hope, the GOAT, who came on the show last summer, and he told us something very interesting. He said, you know, you do it once and it's okay, but when you do it again, that really means something. And he was referring to like a feature from somebody. And Flawless recently just had his second encounter or third encounter at Shade 4-5, this time with it just slipped my mind.
I know he was
somebody really important in hip hop. He just had an interview with
I know
them.
He was also on Power 105 with DJ Clue.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Yes.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
With DJ Clue.
And you know what's crazy? Like, we was in a diner talking about that 2 days before it happened.
Yeah, we literally put it out in the world. So shout out to Flawless, who's doing his thing, and hopefully when he makes it there, you know, he puts on for Rhode Island and people, you know, show some love to little Rhodey because we're lit.
So last but not least, our final segment of the episode, which is Something Light. Who wants to take us in?
Bands.
And if you don't know, Something Light is a segment that we just introduced last week where mm-hmm. we end the episode with, you know, some light positivity to take you guys through the week, through the day, or through whatever you're going through. Bands, take us in.
Mine would be true to yourself and stop fooling people.
My something light for the week is take breaks from social media.
My something light is don't underestimate yourself. You know, we're a lot stronger and a lot more intelligent than we think. And you can learn anything in the world that you want. Because you have that freedom. So don't underestimate yourself. So that's it for Something Light. And hopefully those encouraging words will take you guys through the weekend or the day or the week or whatever you guys need those words for. And take them seriously. Because, you know, we don't say the Something Light just to end the episode. We say it because it's things that we can take from and you guys should be able to take from. All right. So thank you guys for listening to Spark Up PVD today. Remember that you guys can follow us everywhere at Spark Up PVD. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye. Check y'all out, listening all the way to the end. I like that. I mean, if you just can't get enough, you can keep up with us on all of our socials at SparkUpPVD. And while you're at it, rate and subscribe on SoundCloud, Google Play, and iTunes. See y'all next week.